Nesechus Bava Basra, Da Pei Gimel, 10 lines from the bottom of Da Pei Beis and Beis, and our Mishnah, Da Pei Aleph and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that Lefid HaChomim, if Shimon bought 3 trees from Reuven within Reuven's field, then it's considered a stay Elon, and the Mishnah teaches us, Konakaka, that Shimon would be Konakaka, and at the bottom of Da Pei Beis and Aleph, Rav Chiya Ba'Abba taught us in the name of Rabbi Echron, HaReze Kona, Tachtenu Beinein, V'chutzlen, Kimloi Oyer V'Saloi, which we already discussed. Our Gemara now continued, V'Kamihe Beinein, and although we stated that Lefid HaChomim, Shimon will be Koyin HaKaka, but certainly the Rabbanon didn't just state if you buy 3 trees from Reuven, then you'll always be Koyin HaKaka, and certainly even if Shimon will buy 3 trees from Reuven, but each tree is very far apart from each other, then we can't consider that a state Ilan. And similarly, if the trees are too close to each other, then as Rashbam states, Harein Kiyara Oymid Litloish V'Loi Cheshivi, and since the trees are too close to each other, so each tree won't be able to get enough nourishment, and therefore the owner will eventually rip out the tree. And therefore, it's also not considered chashuv enough, and we can't consider it a stay ilan. And therefore, in either of these cases, Shim would not be koyin to the kaka and would not be entitled to the area that's tachtenu b'neim v'chutzlan kamloi oyer v'saloi. And the Gemara will now continue and bring 2 different shitais as to what Shmuel stated and as to the shiurim. And the Gemara will bring a minimum shiur as well as a maximum shiur. As we will see, all of these shiurim are going to be based on mishnayis and mesechtes klayim that defines for us what is the size of a vineyard, and of course that will be relevant to Hilchos Klayim, and we will discuss this in a moment. And the Gemara continues and brings 2 opinions. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef said the name Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, me'aba amos v'ad shmoino, that the minimum share is 4 amos, and if there are trees that are planted in an area that's less than 4 amos, then it would be considered a yar, and it would be oymed litlash, and therefore would not be considered a stay ilon, and you would not be koyin or kaka. And if the space and area between each pair of trees is 8 amos or more, it would no longer be considered a stay Elon, and therefore Shimon would not be koyin or any kaka. And the only time that Shimon is koyin or kaka is only if he bought 3 trees from Reuven, and each set of trees was between 4 amos and a bit less than 8 amos away from each other and apart from each other. However, Rava Amr Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel, Rava says the name of Rav Nachman and the name of Shmuel, Mishmoyna Vat Sheish Esrei, instead of the shear being from 4 amos until 8 amos, the shear is from 8 amos until a little bit less than 16 amos. And once again, the minimum shear would be 8 amos, and the maximum shear would be a bit less than 16 amos, and we explained our Gemara based on Rashbam that ad ches amos is v'loy ad b'chlal, v'ad tezayin v'loy tezayin b'chlal. However, in other Rishonim, as well as in Taisis on Da'pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Kamiyum Rechokin tezayin amor, Taisis states that when the Gemara states midal v'ad ches, and when the Gemara states miches v'ad tezayin, have ad v'ad b'chlal ayin shon. And Rashbam explains that the shear that Rabbi Yosef brought in name Rabbi Yehuda, name Shmuel, or me'aba amos is l'chol apoches ben kol Ilon Ilon Minashlesha, as we explain, Shetiruya Machrisha, Lachrish Bain Time, Levat Ibe Ilonis, Knumukhla Kamei. The reason that this is a shear is because that is the amount of space that you require in order for a plow to be able to pass between 2 trees in a comfortable manner. Gemara continues, Omle Abai Rabbi Yosef, Sabaya said to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, and as Rashbam points out, that we know Rabbi Yosef got sick and he forgot some of his learning. Therefore, Abaya says to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, Le Tifl Glad Rab Nachman, the Tramasisa Kavase, that you should not be chilk on the Shita Rav Nachman, who said that Shmuel stated that the shear is Mishmoyin about Sheish Esrei, as Lemaisa is a Mishnah Mesechus Klayim that goes like the Shita of Rav Nachman. As we will see, the Mishnah Mesechus Klayim will be talking about the maximum shear of a vineyard. How large of a space can there be between rows of vines in order to still be considered a vineyard? And if it would be more than that, then it would no longer have a din of a vineyard. Before we continue, let's point out the basic dinim of Klayim. And as we know, that in order for the din of Klayim to apply to entire Sada, the area that the vines are planted in has to have a shem of a kerem and a shem of a vineyard, and the only way that's considered a vineyard is only if you have shtayim keneged shtayim ba'achas yoytzei zadav, which means that you planted 5 vines, and if someone planted 2 vines that are directly opposite 2 other vines, and there is 1 other vine that is behind them and looks like a tail, then that entire area is considered a vineyard. It would be also for someone to plant any zera or any grains within this area that is bordered by these vines, and it will also be also to plant any other grain within an area that's 4 amos away from the perimeter of these vines. However, if there's an area that's not considered a vineyard, then we look at each vine as its own separate area. The only time would be also to plant grains is only within 6 tfachim of a specific vine. And with this haktama, the Gemara continues the Tnan, as we learned in Mishnah Maseches Klayim in Perek Dal and Mishnah Tes, Hanateas Kamo, Shesh Esre Amo, Shesh Esre Amo, Mutal Havi Zer L'Sham. If someone plants two rows of vines, and there are multiple vines, and therefore, if they would be within the proper share, they would get a shem of a kerem, and they would be considered a vineyard. However, he planted these two rows that they were very far apart from each other. There was 16 amos of space between the two rows. Then it's not considered a vineyard any longer, as it's spaced too far apart from each other. Therefore, if he wants to plant any seeds between this area, he would be able to do so as long as he doesn't plant any grain within 6 tfachim of an actual vine. However, if the two rows are within 16 amos of each other, then it would be categorized as a vineyard, and therefore he would not be able to plant any grains within the actual area of the vineyard and between these two rows of vines. And the Mishnah continues, and Rabbi Yehuda will bring a story which will be a riot to the Tanna Kamma. As Rabbi Yehuda stated, Ma'aseh b'Tzalmon, there was a story in a place called Tzalmon, be'echad shenotas kamma sheish eshwe al sheish eshwe amma, v'hoifich sashtei shuris l'tzad echad, v'zureyas enir, l'shana acheres, v'hoifich esesal, l'mokam azera, v'zoras abor, u'bo ma'aseh b'tzalmon, v'chacham v'tiru. And the story was, where Reuven planted two rows of vines, and between the two rows of vines, there was an area of space of 16 amos wide, therefore it was not considered a vineyard, and really Reuven should be able to plant his tefuah right between this area. However, as we already explained, that even if this area doesn't have a Shem Kerem and is not considered an official vineyard, however, you still can't plant within 6 tefachim of any vines, and since these vines were all growing within the 16 amos area, therefore Reuven really couldn't plant in this area in any case, and therefore in order for Reuven to be able to plant in this area, we took the vines, which the Gemara refers to as sar, as each vine is very thin and it looks like here, and he turned the vines of each row to the other side. For example, the vines on the right side, he turned further to the right side. The vines that were planted in the left row, he turned towards the left side. And this way, the 16 amma area between these two rows actually did not have any vines hanging in that area, and therefore he was able to plant that entire area. And this is what the Gemara means when it states, Vizirea Senir, and he planted the area that was empty and which he plowed, and the area that was towards the right and the left of these two rows of vines left fallow, and he didn't plant them at all, as Lemaisa, the vines were hanging into that area, therefore he couldn't plant there as there would be a problem of Klayim. However, the next year he actually reversed course and he took all the vines and he turned them towards the center, and therefore all the vines were in the 16 amma area between these two rows of vines. And our Gemara refers to that Hifichasal Makam Azera, he turned the branches of the vines into this 16 amma area that last year he planted Vizora Sabor, and then he went and planted the outer area to the right and to the left of each of these rows. That was the area that last year he left fallow and he didn't plant at all. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that the Chum said that what he did was proper and it was mutar. And let's keep in mind that we learned our Gemara a bit differently than the Rashbam, as we understood the Gemara based on the standard din that even when you have an area that's not a vineyard, you still can't plant within a tefach of any vines. However, I in the Rashbam that he learned that the reason why Reuven had to be hipech and he had to make sure to move these vines away from this area in order to plant is because that he learns that the way that we actually calculate a 16 amma area between rows of vines is based on the branches of the vines and not based on the trunk of the vines. Therefore, the Rashbam states three lines from the bottom of Amid, Avim loyim hapich nimtza shekol shur toifsin zmer yoseh ma'avi hata zayin va'osa lahavi zer l'sham. And as Rashbam continues, in Diba Masal v'tiru mishum de hipech Avim loy hipech de batzal le'avi ta zayin amais also de havi kerem. And ultimately, it doesn't make a difference how we understand this Mishnah, but the main point of Abaye is that we see from this Mishnah that once there are two rows of a vineyard that are 16 amos apart from each other, that's no longer considered a vineyard. Therefore, we can apply this to our Mishnah that the only time that three trees can form a state of Ilan is only when each tree is within 16 amos of each other. But if it would be 16 amos away from each other, it would no longer be categorized as a state of Ilan. And therefore, we see a raya to the maximum share that Rav Nachman brought in the name of Shmuel, and the maximum share is 16 amos. Therefore, he asked Rabbi Yosef that Lemaisa, we have a Mishnah that's first like the share that Rav Nachman brought in the name of Shmuel, and not like your share, as you stated, the maximum share is a bit less than 8 amos. The Gemara continues, Amaleis, Rabbi Yosef responded to his Talmud Abaya, Anolo Yadano. Rabbi Yosef was being a bit sarcastic with Abaya, and he was almost telling Abaya, you think that I don't remember a Mishnah for Reshes, and certainly I remember this Mishnah, however, I don't hold like this Tana of the Mishnah. As we will see, this Mishnah Masechtas Klayim actually continues, and the Mishnah will bring the sheet of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon that will argue in Tana Kama. They will teach us that the maximum share of a Kerem is 8 amos by 8 amos and not 16 amos by 16 amos. Certainly, I hold like the sheet of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and just like you brought a Mishnah that had a story from Rabbi Yehuda, I also have a Maisa Shaya, Ela Uvda Hava Dafa Bedur de Usa, as Rashbam explains that Pei Gimel Mal Aleph Bedur de Usa Be'ir Shorayim, there was a story that occurred in the city of shepherds. Rashbam and Daf Nun Dalam Beis brought a second shot, Bedur de Usa, that refers to a city called Usa, and the story occurred where Reuben sold three trees to Shimon, and there was less than 8 amos between these trees. Shimon claimed that he had a right to the Kaka, and Reuben claimed they didn't. But also Lekamed Rabbi Yehuda, and they went to ask a shayla from Rabbi Yehuda. But Amalei and Rabbi Yehuda said to Reuben, who was the seller, Zil Havle, you have to give him Kaka, Himloi Bak of a Kalev, as long as the space between the trees is at least 4 amos, and it's a large enough area that an ox as well as its plow and its instruments could walk between in order to plow a field. And Loi Avi Yudana, Kamloi Bak of a Kalev, Kamahavi, and we didn't understand exactly what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he stated Kamloi Bak of a Kalev, and we didn't know that the share was 4 amos, but Kivin the Shmaitzel, Lahadatan, that since we heard a brisa regarding the mission that we had on Daf Chav Vav and Beis, that the Mishnah stated Loyita Adam Ilan Samach Stei Chaveri Elam Kain Hichum Meno Dalar Amos. Reuven is not allowed to plant a tree within 4 Amos of his friend's field. Tani Alon, we learned a brisa Dalar Amos Shamru Kedei Avayda Zakarim, that the reason why you have to be machik yourself and you have to distance your tree from your friend's field by 4 Amos is because when Reuven will want to plow around his field, the plow and its ox will actually go into Shimon's field and he'll actually ruin Shimon's Paris. And therefore, you have to distance your tree 4 Amos from Shimon's field. And Amina, and therefore I understood Shema Amina Kimloi Bak of a Kalev Dal Amos. And Rabbi Yehuda stated Zil Havle Kimloi Bak of a Kalev, he was referring to an area of 4 Amos. As long as there would be 4 Amos between each of these trees, then it would be considered a stay Ilan. And therefore, the fear of Yehuda, the buyer of 3 trees, would have a right to Kaka. Clearly, we see from the story of Yehuda that the minimum share that's required in order to be considered a stay Ilan is at least 4 Amos. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that I see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shmuel stated, Me'abo Amos Fat Shmoina, not like Rav Nachman, that the minimum share is 8 Amos and the maximum share is 16 Amos. And Taisus is bothered that Lechira, according to Rashbam, Yosef is not being responsive to the question Abaye asked him, as Abaye tried to bring a raya against the Shita of Rabbi Yosef from a Mishnah in Masechtas Klayim, which shows that the maximum share is 16 Amos. And Rabbi Yosef responds and brings a story where Rabbi Yehuda taught us that the minimum share is at least 4 Amos. Ayin Rashbam that tries to bavon this by stating that Shemocha Echel Chaveir Shloishi Ilonais Bloye Chas Amos Beinein, and we knew that the story was talking about a scenario where the space between the trees was definitely less than 8 Amos. Therefore, from the story, we see the minimum as well as maximum share, but it's still Tzarech Beir. Ayin Taisus states V'yesh Liashiv D'maisi Siatel Reish Milsad Rabbi Yosef D'medal Amos Loyav Ritzufim Ein Chanami Rabbi Yosef only being a raya, his minimum share of 4 Amos is correct. Then came Reish Milsad Rabbi Nachman Mishabeshti. Once we see that Rav Nachman was wrong as to the minimum share, as Rav Nachman stated the minimum share is 8 Amos, and we see from this story that the minimum share is 4 Amos, therefore, Medureisha Lesa, Sefer Nami Lesa, once Rav Nachman is incorrect regarding the minimum share, then Rav Nachman is also incorrect regarding the maximum share. Ayin and Taisus, who brings another pshat, and according to that pshat, actually Rav Yosef is responsive to the question of Abaya, and Zak Taisus, the Yeshman Farshim, Iikal Chol Ilan, Kamalei Bak of a Kalev, the Hainu Ches Amos, Ten Lekaka, Abu Tfei Havim Fuzarin, Rabbi Yosef Shmila, Ed Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Lamute Yesim Chesa Amos Asa, Shem Fuzarin, Veloy Lamute Pachs Meches, Veloy Meshem Ritzufim, Ayin Shom. And Ayin Tesis also points out, Lechol Perushin, Kimloy Bak of a Kalev, Loy Nokti, El Lishuru de Alma, Veloy Meshim de Tzarch Shir, Shiavel Bak of a Kalev, though Rabbi Yehuda mentioned the idea of Kimloy Bak of a Kalev, but in Arg Sugya, the reason why you need 4 Amos is not based on Meloy Bak of a Kalev, and just based on concept, if you don't have a minimum of 4 Amos between the trees, or a maximum of 8 Amos between trees, then this area would not be considered a state Ilan. And Rabbi Yehuda was only using this as a simon ba'alma in order to define the concept of 4 Amos. And this point is relevant as if there would be a place where the actual buck of a Kalev were made more narrow or technology would change. Although certain dinim may change based on the fact that the buck of a Kalev got smaller, however, the din of state Ilan would not change. The only way that an area of 3 trees would be considered a state Ilan is only if it meets this minimum and maximum shurim and would be based on 4 to 8 Amos or 8 to 16 Amos, and it wouldn't be based on the actual physical characteristics of the plows in that period of time or in a particular place. The Gemara now continues and asks a question of Rabbi Yosef Miloitvan, and the Gemara is really asking two different questions. Number one, it's asking on Abaya that how can you ask a question on Rabbi Yosef from the Reisha of the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim, that's Perek Dalad Mishnah Tes, if in the Seifa of the same Mishnah we'll actually see the Shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon that will correspond to the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. And number two, why Rabbi Yosef respond to Abaya and bring him a raya from a story with an Amira and a story with Rabbi Yehuda, if the L'chari should have said that I hold like the Shita Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, which is in that same Mishnah, as the Gemara continues, V'atnan, but in that same Mishnah, Mesechtes Klayim, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon argue in Tanakama, and they say, Hanateas Kamoi Shmoina Amos El Shmoina, Mutal Havi Zerlisham, once the rows of a vineyard are planted 8 Amos away from each other, then it will be Mutta to plant other crops within that area, and it's not considered a vineyard, and therefore we see that the maximum share, according to Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, is 8 Amos and not 16 Amos, and therefore Rabbi Yosef could be going like the Shita Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara responds, Afilu Hachi Maisa Adif, or as it seems from the Rashbam, that his Goyis Afilu Hachi Maisa Rav, the reason why Abaya brought from the Reisha of this Mishnah was because the Reisha also brought the story of Tzalmoin, where Rabbi Huda brought a Maisa to be Meseya to the Tanakama. Therefore Abaya felt that once a Mishnah brings a story, then it shows that we're passing like the Tanakama, and that's why Abaya asked a question to Rabbi Yosef from the Reisha of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yosef couldn't respond to Abaya, I hold like the Sefer of the Mishnah, and I hold like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, as ultimately Abaya said that since there's a story, therefore we shouldn't pass like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. That's why Rabbi Yosef brought a story that happened with Rabbi Yehuda in order to show that I also have a story to back up my pshat, and we actually pass like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Before we continue, let's point out that the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim is certainly only talking about the maximum share and didn't mention any minimum share that is the share of a vineyard, and therefore the Gemara continues, Bishlein Rabbi Yosef, I'll leave it Rabbi Shimon, Shamin Le Mefuzarin, Vishamin Le Ritzufin, Bishlein acquainted Shita Rabbi Yosef that taught us that the share of a stay Elon is from 4 Amos to 8 Amos. So he has a makar to both the minimum and maximum shurim from the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Not only did Rabbi Shimon discuss the maximum share as he did in Masechtas Klayim in Perek Dal and Mishnah Tes, but Rabbi Shimon also discussed the minimum share and he discussed the share of 4 Amos. As the Gemara continues and explains, Mefuzarin Hodamarin, that we see Rabbi Shimon discuss the maximum share in the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim that we just had in Perek Dal and Mishnah Tes. We see that the maximum share is 8 Amos, Ritzufim, and we also see that Rabbi Shimon discusses the minimum share as the Tnan, as we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Klayim in Perek Hay and Mishnah Beis, Karam and Atu Alpachs Midal Amos, Ein Karam Div Rabbi Shimon, that if you have a vineyard where it's planted in the area where each row is within 4 Amos of each other, then it's not considered a Karam, as it's considered a Yar, as eventually the vines will be ripped out, and therefore it's not considered a vineyard. Therefore we see that the minimum share for Klayim is 4 Amos. Similarly, the minimum share to be considered a Stay Elon only if there's a minimum share of 4 Amos between each tree. The Mishnah Masechtas Klayim continues with Chum Imran Karam and Chum Agur and Rab Shimon. They hold that even though the vines are within 4 Amos of each other, it's still considered a vineyard. As we look at it as if we already removed those vines, and Midrabanan, we consider it a vineyard. Therefore, it would be also to plant grain in this area. And as Rashbam states, and the Rashbam is pointing out that even though the Rabbanan seem to argue Rab Shimon as to what is considered a vineyard, and therefore the Chayyim would argue with Benegeya on Mishnah and Benegeya what's considered a state Elon, Zok to Rashbam that certainly Benegeya state Elon, they would agree to Rab Shimon unless there's an area of at least 4 Amos between each of the trees, then it would not be considered a stay Elon. Let's keep in mind that although Benegeya, the maximum share, we saw him in the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim, this wasn't only the Shita Rab Shimon, and it was also the Shita Rab Meir. However, at this point, when the Gemara is trying to prove the Din of Rab Yosef, Gemara only mentions the Din of Rab Shimon, as Lemaisa, Rab Shimon is the only man to Omar that tells us the minimum share, and as Rashbam states, Shamin and Da'i Rab Shimon, Betabayu, Shiur, Kerab Yosef, and that's why we don't mention Rab Meir. However, the Gemara continues, Rab Nachman, Alibid Rab Bonam, Fuzor and Shamin Lei, but according to Rab Nachman, that holds that the share of a stay Elon is from 8 Amos until a bit less than 16 Amos. So although as Abaye brought from the share of the Tanakhama and the share of Rabbanon, that once a vineyard is 16 Amos by 16 Amos, it's no longer considered a vineyard, and therefore we see the maximum share. However, Ritzufa Mishamin Lei, where do we see the actual minimum share of 8 Amos, and until it's 8 Amos, it's not considered a vineyard, and it wouldn't be considered a stay Elon. The Gemara explains, Svaruhu, Rab Shimon Palgo, Rabbanon Ami Palgo, that Inachan Ami is not based on a Raya Mufureshes, but it's based on a Svara, and since according to Rab Shimon, the maximum share is 8 Amos, and the minimum share is 50% of that, and it's 4 Amos, therefore according to Chachamim, the Svara would be that since the maximum share of a vineyard is 16 Amos, so the minimum share of a vineyard would be 8 Amos, which is the same ratio as Rab Shimon, as 50% of 16 Amos is 8 Amos. The Gemara continues, Amarava Hilchasa Me'aba Amos Vat Sheisha Asra Amos, and the Halacha is, in order to be considered a vineyard, the two rows of vines have to be from 4 Amos until a bit less than 16 Amos away from each other, and similarly, B'degei Estei Elon, the share would be from 4 Amos until 16 Amos, and at first glance, this shita doesn't seem to be going like anyone, as on the one hand he's passing like Rabbi Yosef b'negei the minimum share, and he states the minimum share is 4 amos, and on the other hand he's passing like Rabbi Nachman that the maximum share is 16 amos. However, the Rashbam explains that Rav is passing like both of the stories that we mentioned in our Gemara. On the one hand, he passes that the minimum share is 4 amos, as we saw in the story with Rabbi Huda and Bedura de Usa, and on the other hand, he's passing that the maximum share is 16 amos, like the story that occurred in Salmon, which was brought by Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah of Mesechtes Klayim. And Rashbam continues and explains the Kulik Rabbanon Kapasik, and really Rav is passing completely like the Rabbanon, and not like Ramei, and not like Rabbi Shimon, as although the Gemara just brought a Svar Lefi Rav Nachman, that means Rabbi Shimon Palgal, Rabbanon Nami Palgal. However, Rav doesn't hold this Svara. He holds that B'maide Pligi Pligi, B'maide Le Pligi Le Pligi, although it's true that certainly the Chacham argue on Ramei and Rabbi Shimon regarding the maximum share, as Rabbanon say that the maximum share is 16 Amos. However, since we don't find what Rabbanon Shita is, B'negei the minimum share, therefore we say that they're not arguing on Rabbi Shimon at all, and they agree with Rabbi Shimon that the minimum share is 4 Amos, and even though it's not the same ratio as Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Shimon holds it's a 50% ratio, and Rabbanon hold that the actual share of a Kerem is from 4 Amos until a bit less than 16 Amos, and the same would hold true B'negei Estehilon. Gemara continues, Tani Kavasi de Rava, that we have a Brisa that's like Rava, and the Brisa states, Kama Yum Kuravin Abba Amos, that if Shimon buys 3 trees from Reuven, what is the share of Estehilon? And the Brisa teaches us that the minimum share is 4 Amos, and the Kama Yum Ruchakin Shesh Esrei, the maximum share in order to still be considered Estehilon is a bit less than 16 Amos, and as we stated beforehand, Advalei Abachlal, Harez the Kona Kaka Vesilon Shebenein, if Shimon bought 3 trees that within this amount of space, then he would be koina the kaka, and if they would die or if they would be cut down, then he could replant trees, and he would also be koina any small trees that are between this area. Lefikach yavish ilon and nixas yesh lekaka, as we explain. However, pach bikan, if the area between the trees is less than 4 amos or yesel kan, or if the area between the trees is 16 amos or more, shalachim bezeh chazer, or if Shimon purchased each tree individually from Reuven and he didn't buy 3 trees at a time, hareza lekona leis akaka leis ilon shebeneim lefikach yavish ilon and nixas. In these cases, Shimon never bought a stay Elon, and therefore he wasn't cleaning the kaka, and he wasn't cleaning any of the small trees that are between this area, and therefore, if these trees that he bought would dry up, or they would be cut down, then he would not have any kaka, and he would not be able to replant these trees. The Gemara continues that we just mentioned a share as to the size that's considered a stay Elon, and the size that's considered a vineyard, and the Gemara now goes through a series of shailas that by Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi is the following shayla, that when he does measure and he tries to see if there's an area of 4 amos or less than 16 amos between 2 trees, does he measure from an area which is higher up on the tree where the trunk of the tree is narrower and that would actually minimize the shear, or do we say that we measure from an area that's closer to the ground where the trunk of the tree is thicker and therefore the actual area would be a smaller area? Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Gvir mi Beis Kassel Rav Ashi, so Rav Gvir from a place called Beis Kassel said to Rav Ashi, Hashma, come and I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah Masechtes Klayim. The Tanan, as the Mishnah states, Harkuva Shebegefen Ein Emoided Elam Ika Sheni. Reuven has an older vine and he wants to graft a younger vine to that older vine in order to make the older vine healthier. An older vine is thicker and a younger vine is thinner. When you're trying to determine if this area is considered a vineyard or not, and is it too small or is it too large, then you measure Meika Sheni, as Rashbam states, Kishu Moided Dal Amis Ben Tayim Kadeshiyu Shnaim. And to determine if it's a vineyard, then Ika Sheni, Pekaka Sheni, which is a second knot, Kedetani, Bekanav Fanam, and Apakal Malo, Avaloymin Ikarishin, Sherachav Yesa, and we don't measure from the first knot, which is too wide, Veloymin Ashlishi, Shekotzabe, and not from the third, which is too narrow, Elmina Beni, measure from something which is more average, Buhadin Lilonis, and the same would apply to measuring Bidagea trees and Bidagea Mekachamemkar. The Gemara continued, Boyrabimi, or Bimi ask another Shaila, Machishlesh. What would happen if Reuven has a tree and the tree actually looks like there are actually 3 trees that are growing, there are 2 additional shoots that are coming out of the ground, and each one of these trees are at least 4 amos away from each other and less than 8 amos away from each other, and lemaisa, their roots are covered up by dirt and therefore they look like 3 separate trees? So the shaila is, do we consider this a stay ilon and therefore Shimon would be koina all of the kaka, or do we say that lemaisa they're still connected to one tree and they're growing out of one tree and therefore it's not considered like Shimon bought 3 separate trees and he would not be koina kaka? As Rashbam states, Mi as lina basa gufa ilon de mine karabu vein le kaka, oi dilma kivin nishrushu kol echa be kaka, kona kaka, va afagadu mechabri metachas kaka, and even though underneath the ground, down, they're still attached to one tree. Once again, the Gemara states, Omlir of Dvio, Mibbe Kosler of Ashi, Tashmao, bring your raya from a Mishnah of Mesechtes Klayim. It's not as the next Mishnah of Mesechtes Klayim, which is Perek Zayim, Mishnah Bay states, Hamavach Gimel Gofanim, Vekrei Niroin, Rabbi Lezber of Tzadok Oimim, Yesh Bineim, Midal Amas Vat Shmein, Mitzafin, Vimlav E Mitzafin. And as we already mentioned, in order to be considered a vineyard, it must be five vines that are planted, Shtayim Kenege Shtayim, Vachas Yetzi Zanov. The Mishnah discusses a case where someone takes three vines and uses a method of grafting by taking the tops of each of the vines and sticking them into the dirt. And then at some point, that part of the vine will actually take root at the point they stuck it into the ground and will start growing a new vine. And at some point, after it takes root and starts growing, the owner will actually go and cut the vines apart from each other. And instead of having three vines, he will now have six vines. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok states that once the vines take root, then even though the owner did not cut them, really all of these six vines are really emanating from three vines as they weren't cut off from each other. But even so, as long as the six vines are separated from each other from an area that's more than 4 amos and less than 8 amos, then the vines would all be considered part of a vineyard and it would be considered a full vineyard. If it doesn't meet these shurim, then they would not be mitzaref. And the Rashbam explains, the Hilchos Nocha Gimel, and the Mishnah speaks about a case where there were three vines, they turned into six, they yachal limsa hegefanim b'pachas megimel, as even though a vineyard is considered a vineyard, once you have five vines, you have shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yetzizanav. Certainly when grafting trees, you would not be able to find a case where you double up the amount and it becomes five vines. The shtei gefanim uvrachos lo yavu al adalid, as certainly if you take two vines and you graft them, all you'll be left with is four vines, and certainly that doesn't create a vineyard. And l'maisa we see from Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok that even though the roots weren't detached from each other and you didn't cut the roots, they were still considered separate entities. And therefore, the same would apply to the Shaila Rabbi Yemya. We had three trees that were emanating from one tree, even though they're connected underneath the ground, but the mice, they looked like three separate trees, and therefore would be considered stay Elon, and Shimon would be coin of the kaka. And Ayin Rashbam, who points out that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok stated that Allah Abba is still Shmoina, that he's going like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Shimon. However, Tzarek Bia, because the mice, we only saw that Rabbi Shimon holds from 4 to 8, and although we saw that Rabbi Meir agrees to Rabbi Shimon, benegated a share of 8 amos, however, we didn't see anywhere in Mefurashes that Rabbi Meir holds a share of 4 amos, but Tzarek Bia. Gemara continues, Boy Rabbi Papa asked the following Shaila, Machul Shnayim Betechsedeu. If Reuben sold two trees to Shimon that were within his field, ve'echad ala meitza, and then he sold him an additional tree that was on the border marker, and we know that the border marker used to be an area that was either higher than the rest of the field or lower than the rest of the field, in order to clearly define the actual border of the field. So Mao, what would be a din in that case? As do we say that this is still considered a stay Elon because lemaisa Shimon bought three trees, or do we say that Shimon bought two trees in Sada A and he bought a separate tree in a different area and therefore would not be mitzaref with each other and they couldn't combine and therefore Shimon would not be entitled to kaka? The Papa continues, and the Rashbam learns that Rav Papa's Shaila is based on Intim Sleima, as Intim Sleima, and if you're going to say that in the first case you are koina, and even though the third tree is on the border marker, but the mice is part of the same field, therefore it's considered that Shimon bought a state ilan, but Shnayim B'tech Shaloi V'ech B'tech Shachaveir Mai, what if Reuven sold to Shimon two trees that were in his own Sada, and Reuven also owned one tree that was in the Sada of Levi, and Levi originally sold to Reuven three separate trees that were in his Sada. Lemaisa, since Reuven bought three trees from Levi and they're within 4 amos to 8 amos of each other, so he certainly was kind of the kaka of that area. But as Rashbam states, Kagon Sheishle Shnei Ilanis Bixesedeo, Vieshle Dain Ilan Echot, Shekonabis Sada Chaver, Asamchul Ilanis Halalu, Vieshle Gam Kaka Ima Ilan. Maybe in this case, we would say that since the third tree is a completely separate field, so maybe it's not Mitzdarif, we would not consider that Shimon bought to stay Elon from Reuven, and Shimon would not acquire the kaka, and the Gemara ends off Teku, and the Gemara is not Pesha the Shailos. We continue on that Pegim on Beis, but Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi asks a further question. Once again, Rashbam explains that Rav Ashi is asking this question based on Intim Sulema. That Intim Sulema, then the question of Papa is not considered Hefsik because there is no physical Hefsik between the trees, and therefore Shimon would certainly be claimed the kaka and it would be considered stay Elon. However, Rav Ashi now asks, Bo, Masha Tafsik, but what would be then if there's a bar that's filled with water that is between two of these trees? Would the bar and the mayim be a hefsek between these two trees or not? And once again, Intim Sulema, that a bar is not considered hefsek, as lemaisa you can't see the water. Rav Ashi continues, Amas Hamayim, Amas Hatafsek, what would happen if you have an irrigation canal where you could clearly see water and that irrigation canal is between these trees? Would that be considered hefsek or not? And once again, maybe an Amas Hamayim is still a very small area as it's only an Amma wide, and maybe maybe we're not considered that a hefsek, but Rosh Hashanah Rav Mamaru, let's say there would be a road that's between these trees, and the road is between 4 amos and a bit less than 16 amos, what would be a din? And even though this is not standard taich of Rosh Hashanah Rabim, this is the way the Rashbam and Taisis explains the words Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and as Taisis states, La Berechav Tazayin Ayri, Afal Pisha Stomoy Kach, and as Rashbam states, Rosh Hashanah Rabim could go in Midal Amos at Tazayin, V'loy Tazayin Bechlal, Ma'o Shetafsik, and Rav Ashi continues that even if you would tell me that Rosh Hashanah Rabim is not Mafsik, Rechbet Dikla Ma'o, what would be if there would be a row of palm trees that separates between these two trees, and would we say that's considered Hefsik or not? And the Rashbam points out, Rechbet Dikli, Hakovs de Kolam Harbe Biacha, Domilav Sokat Fei Mikuloy, that is the most significant Hefsik of all the cases that we get. And once again, the Gemara ends off Teku, and we're not Pesha to Shailis. The Gemara continued, Boy Mide Hilum Rebbe, Hil asked the following question from Rebbe, and let us point out that it is certainly not Hil Azokin, who lived way before Rebbe, and this Hil was a Tana that lived during the time of Rebbe, Ola Erez Be Neomau, and the Gemara currently thinks that Hil Shailis was that if Shimon bought 3 trees from Reuven, and then a cedar tree grew between these trees, so what would be the din regarding the cedar tree, and who would own the cedar tree? The Gemara is therefore bothered, what is the major question of Hillel, Allah b'shusa d'day na'afak, that if it now grew after Shimon already acquired the 3 trees, then Shimon already owned his kaka, and therefore certainly Shimon now owns the cedar tree. And the Gemara therefore explains that Hillel's question was, let's say at the time that Shimon bought these 2 trees, there was already a cedar tree that was growing between these trees, and would that be considered a hefsek, and therefore Shimon would not be claiming the kaka, as he didn't purchase a stay ilan, or do we say that since the cedar tree is eno isaperis, and therefore the cedar tree would not be considered a hefsek, and since Shimon bought 3 trees that are each in the right share of 4 amos to 8 amos, so not only would Shimon acquire the land, but Shimon would even acquire the cedar tree, and Amalei and Rebbe responded to Hillel, kana v'kana, that not only is Shimon coined to the ground, Shimon will even be coined to the cedar tree, and as we saw in the Brisa on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, harizek kana kaka v'si lanish shebeinayin, and you also koina those ilanis which are not so choshev, and Shimon is not only koina small trees, but even if there's a fully grown cedar tree, he'd also be koina the cedar tree, as a cedar tree is not so choshev because it's not a sepiris. The Gemara now continues and will now define the formation of the trees that we're referring to when the Mishnah stated that if Shimon buys 3 trees from Reuven, they'll be koina the kaka, and the Gemara states, Ketzedei Einin, that was the formation of these trees. Rav Amar Kashura, Rav says that they're standing in one row, Ushmul Amar Kachatsuba, and Shmuel states that they're actually planted in the formation of a triangle, like Rashbam states, like a kankan, like some sort of a barrel, sheishle shol shugolim, it has 3 legs and is like a tripod, echad keneged aveh hashtayim kazeh, and Rashbam shows a picture. Of course, as Rashbam points out, that according to either one of these shitas, the minimum share of 4 amos and the maximum share of less than 8 amos would apply to either one of these manda umrim. The Gemara continues and explains, manda umrim kashura, according to the Rav, that the did of our Mishnah was stated in the case where the formation of these trees were in a straight row, then we see that Reuven even sells to Shimon the rights to kaka, even where it would be easier for him to actually plow between these trees, and potentially he'd want to keep that area as he'd be able to cultivate that area, and even so, Reuven sells that area to Shimon, and therefore Kolshkin Chatsuba, so certainly Rav would agree that if the formation of these trees are in a tripod and in a triangle, that would certainly be included, and as Rashbam points out, they're in a kaka royal harisha, as when the trees are set up as a triangle, it's much more difficult to plow between them, and certainly Reuven would not retain the land for himself. However, according to Shmuel, that stated that the din of our Mishnah applies in a case where those trees were set up in a formation of a triangle, so have a kashur loy, but if they're set up in a straight formation, then we would not say this din. And the svara is that although in a chenami, if Reuven sold Shimon trees that were set up as a triangle, so Reuven certainly sold the field and he gave him the kaka, as Reuven understood that since he sold 3 trees that are set up as a triangle, so it'll be very difficult for Reuven to go and plow the area between these 2 trees, and therefore he gives it to Shimon. But in the case where the trees were set up in a straight row, then Reuven leaves the kaka for himself, as ultimately it'd still be easy for him to go and plow the area, and he could still cultivate the area, and therefore Reuven would not be makin' that area and that kaka to Shimon. And as the Gemara states, my time of Shimon Dizdar Ben Tayu, because Reuven understands that he could still plant between that area, and it's easy to plow between trees that are set up in a straight row, and as we explained, that there's at least 4 amos between the trees, and therefore it's easy to get your plow through. And Maskel Rav Nuna, so Rav Nuna now asks a question, we just explained that according to Shmuel, the reason why when Reuven sells 3 trees to Shimon and they're set up in a formation of a triangle, he's also makna the kaka, is because because it's very difficult to plant in between them. So even though our Mishnah only spoke about trees, it would seem that the only time they include any kaka is only when Reuven actually sold three trees. But if he sold three bushes, then he would not include the kaka. But if Reuven sold three thorn bushes to Shimon, certainly it's even more difficult to plant between three thorn bushes that are set up in a triangle, and even more difficult than when plowing between trees, as the mice, since these bushes have thorns, when Reuven will want to cultivate the area between the bushes, he will not be able to go between them, as he'll be caught by the thorns and potentially he will be hurt, and therefore certainly he should include the land in that case, as it's mashma from the Mishnah that's not included. And Rashbam points out, that when you have thorn bushes, that even if they would be set up in a straight line, that Reuven would not plant in between them and would not cultivate that area. Will get stuck by the thorns and will cause him pain. The Gemara continues, you may be right that it's very difficult to cultivate between these bushes. However, Shmuel says to Rav Nuna that although originally you thought that the only requirement in order for Shimon to be entitled to the land is if it's difficult for Reuven to plant in between these trees, and therefore if that is the case, then your svara would make a lot of sense that Kolshkin in a scenario where you have these thorn bushes, that's even more difficult for Reuven to plant. Therefore, certainly Reuven should give this kaka to Shimon. However, Lemaisa, there's another reason and another requirement as to why Shimon would acquire the ground when he buys three trees, and that's because since he buys three trees, and that's considered a stay Elon, so therefore it's Choshev, therefore acquires the kaka that's considered tuffle to the trees and tuffle to the stay Elon. However, three thorn bushes are not so Choshev, and therefore certainly the kaka is not included, and Reuven definitely would not include kaka when he's selling the three thorn bushes, as the kaka is not considered tuffle to the bushes. And as Rashbam states, Vanan Tatibinon Khashivas Tilonais Vhud Lemizdara, and the only way that Shimon will be Koina Kaka is only if he meets both of these requirements. And we will learn the Mishnah very quickly, and we will explain the Mishnah when we learn the Gemara. So the Mishnah states, Hamech Resh Behimagasale Machazuraglayim, that since every part of a large animal is considered Khashib Bifneatmai, therefore if Reuven is selling pieces of a Behimagasa, so if Reuven sells the head of a Behimagasa to Shimon, Lemachzuraglayim, he doesn't sell the feet and it's not included in the sale. And similarly, Machzer Glayim, if he sells the feet of the animal, Loi Machzer Reish, he doesn't sell the head. And similarly, Machzer Kana, Loi Machzer Kaved, Machzer Kaved, Loi Machzer Kana, that if Reuven sells the lungs of the animal to Shimon, then he doesn't include the liver. And if he specifically tells Shimon, I'm selling you the liver, then he doesn't sell him the lungs. Even though the word Kana refers to the trachea, the Rashbam explains that it's referring to the lungs, as the lungs are connected to the trachea. And Ayin Tesis, who points out, Machzer Kana, Kana Hu Reya Imalev, that Kana refers to the lungs together with the heart. However, the Mishnah continues to discuss the case of behemadaka, which is referring to small animals, al-bedaka, but benegea behemadaka, not every part is considered as chashav as the other, and therefore machzer rosh, machzer aglayim, that when Reuven sells the head to Shimon, then he includes the feet of the animal as well. However, machzer aglayim le machzer rosh, if he sells the feet of the animal, he doesn't sell the rosh, as it's not considered tuffel, and machzer kana, machzer kaved, if Shimon sells the lungs of behemadaka, then he does sell the liver as well, as that's considered tuffel. However, the opposite is not true, as machzer kaved le machzer kana, that if he sells the liver, the lungs are not considered tuffel to the liver, therefore the lungs are not included in the sale. And the Mishnah continues, Abba midas b'meichrin, there are four general rules in regard to a sale and regard to transactions. And as Rashbam points out, dal din chalukin zemezeh, there are four different statuses, ve'iluhein lekech yachal achsabai, some scenarios where a buyer could be chayza and the seller cannot be chayza, mach yachal achsabai, there are other scenarios where the seller could be chayza and the buyer cannot be chayza, ein echemen yachal achsabai, there's other scenarios where neither party could be chayza, and shame yachal achsaben, and there's a fourth scenario where both parties can be chayza. The Mishnah explains, mach lechitin yafais v'nimsu reis, if Reuven and Shimon make up that Reuven will sell to Shimon grade A or superior wheat, and ultimately Shimon receives inferior wheat, halakech yachal achsabai, in this case the buyer could be chayza, but in this case even if the price of the wheat goes up and now Reuven wants to be chayza, Reuven who's the seller cannot be chayza. And the second case is reis v'nimsu yafais, that if Reuven makes up with Shimon that he's going to sell him inferior wheat, and lemaisa turns out that he sold him superior grade A wheat, then the seller could be chayza and the buyer cannot be chayza, even if the price of wheat goes down. The Mishnah continues with the third scenario, reis v'nimsu reis, yafais v'nimsu yafais, Reuven and Shimon made up that he's selling inferior wheat and lemaisa it's inferior wheat, or if Reuven and Shimon made up that the sale would consist of superior wheat and it turns out it was superior wheat, then neither party can be chayza. Beza, and we'll have to understand what the Chiddush is of this third rule and this third scenario. And the Mishnah continues with the fourth scenario and the fourth rule. Chamsis v'nimsis levana, or levana v'nimsis shechamsis. If Reuven and Shimon made up that he's selling him red wheat, which is a type of wheat, and instead it turns out that Reuven delivered white wheat to Shimon, or they made up that he's selling him white wheat, and it turns out that he delivered red wheat, or etzim shel zayis v'nimsis shel sikma, or shel sikma v'nimsis shel zayis, or if Reuven made up with Shimon that he's selling him olive wood, and instead he sold him sycamore wood, or he made up to sell him sycamore wood, and instead it turns out they delivered olive wood, or yayin v'nimsis chaymet, or chaymet v'nimsis yayin, or if they originally made up that Reuven is selling wine, and it turns out that it was wine vinegar, or he originally made up that he's selling wine vinegar, and it turns out that he gave him wine, shnei michayin lachsben, then both the lekech and the mecha could be chayza, and either the buyer or the seller could be chayza, and we will continue and discuss this Mishnah when we learn the Gemara, and we will stop over here.